Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trux. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Harris. And now, play ball. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Lobbs moves to second. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge bunts for an out with unknown description. Harris moves to second. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. It's 2 to nothing, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clift moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of lobs. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to third. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of lobs. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Trucks. Lobbs moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lobbs scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-1, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. McQuillan moves to second. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Harris strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 3, Browns, 3. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbine strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 2 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift bunts for an out with unknown description. Gutteridge moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to third. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 3 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey, who is chasing the ball. Cullenbine reaches third base with a triple. Gutteridge scores. McQuinn goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lobbs hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Cullenbine scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Browns. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Fuchs now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McQuillan. The throw from Parsons and he is safe. McQuillan steals second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuillan scores. It's 7-3, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs, who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Bloodworth scores. It's 7-4, Browns. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. John Whitehead now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. McCoskey moves to second. It's 7-5, Browns. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. York moves to second. It's 7-6, Browns. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-3 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. York moves to third. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 6. The Browns will come to bat. Don Ross now playing right field. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-4 in the game, with a single. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Hollingsworth moves to second. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Parsons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Birdie Tebbets pinch hits for Charlie Fuchs. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock pinch runs for Birdie Tebbets. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.